Muslims in 40 countries participated in a Gallup public opinion poll that showed what Muslims think about the most controversial issues surrounding their religion. Last Saturday, hundreds of people attended the film at USF, which was sponsored by a new Muslim group called United Voices. The film sought to answer some questions that Americans have had for the Islamic community concerning terrorism, women's rights, and 9/11. Alex Cromer is the executive producer for Unity Production Foundation, who made the film.
When we learned about the Gallup doing this world poll, you know, it really creates for the first time comprehensive and authoritative answers to some of these questions, in the words of the Muslims themselves.
Egyptian-born Dalia Mujahid is the chair for the Gallup Center for Muslim Studies. President Barack Obama selected Mujahid as an advisor to the White House Office of Faith-Based and Neighborhood Partnerships. She is a Muslim and narrated part of the film.
Muslims come from every country in the world and speak every language in the world. Only about 15% of Muslims are Arabs, and of course not all Arabs are Muslims. By hearing the voices of ordinary people, that we can engage the world based on facts, not fear.
According to Cromer, the poll showed that only 7% of Muslims thought that 9/11 was justified for political reasons, and none of that group had religious justifications for their attitude.
If you imagine that your enemy is actually a political enemy, even if it's a very dedicated political enemy, it does say that there are, in addition to military, there are diplomatic avenues that can be taken. Whatever the agenda might be, gets filled in, but it really takes a certain mindset to be willing to kill innocent people. The main lesson is to really be able to differentiate more between the bad guys who are operating for political objectives and everyone else who wants peace, but who also may practice the Islamic faith, and we need to believe that that's a positive thing.
Cromer says Muslims don't dislike American culture, just its foreign policy.
Unfavorable opinion about Canada, you know, being 3%, and America being 67%. Now, what's the difference between Canada and the United States? It isn't our cultures. We're virtually interchangeable. It's policies.
There are more than 130 million Muslims in India. Suchila Cherian grew up among them.
I'm an Indian Christian, and I was raised in the Far East among Muslims, Christians, Hindus, and Jews. They were my neighbors. So I never realized that there was a difference until I came to this country. Because we grew up with them, we knew each other's customs, we knew each other's holy days. So it was never, ever a problem.
The film drew about a dozen protesters from Act for America Now, a group that opposes radical Islam. Mujahid came under harsh criticism from Jacksonville chapter leader Randy McDaniels, who is concerned with the rise of so-called Islamofascism.
Now, Dalia Mujahid has been interviewed and sat with a terrorist group, Hizb ut-Tahrir. And she said specifically, many have claimed that terrorists have hijacked Islam. I disagree. What terrorists have been allowed to do is take over Muslim grievances. This is the lady that made this documentary.
McDaniels and his camera crew questioned Muslim groups in the lobby. Mujahid made the documentary alongside John Esposito, a professor of Islamic studies at Georgetown University, whom McDaniels also denounced.
John Esposito also sits on a group called the Institute for Islamic Thought. Political thought, I'm sorry, in Britain. The founder of that group is called Praised Hamas, Praised Hezbollah, called for the overthrow of our governments to Sharia law. Kerr has just been exposed in another book called Muslim Mafia by Dave Gabatz, where over 12,000 pages of documents have been exposed. Senators, Congressman Sumaira, Shattuck, Braun, and others have called for a congressional investigation of this group.
Executive Director of CARE, Ramzi Kilich, was also at the film screening and dismissed ACT for misrepresenting the facts.
It's a group, just like groups who come to events who want to spoil it and give information, misinformation and fear and create a negative atmosphere between, in this case specifically, Muslims and non-Muslims, when tonight was supposed to be a night of dialogue, and it was. They didn't spoil it.
Some who saw the film complained that it didn't include enough Muslim voices. ZJ Hafiz is running as a Democrat for the State House of Representatives in District 67. If elected, he would be the first Muslim elected to the Florida State Congress. Hafiz said the film debunked many myths about Islam.
It said that there were less than 1,000 militants, or a few thousand militant Muslims throughout the entire world. When there's a billion Muslims, there's so few. But because we pay, I think they said, 57% of the media attention is on those militants, they're getting all the attention.
For United Voices, go to unitedvoices.com. Reporting from Tampa for WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.